I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, Austin Cindric's team was penalized for a wheel that came off on pit row last Sunday. The crew chief and tire changers were suspended for four races. Officials noted that the wheel travel after the loss is what prompted the fine. They waived it for Christopher Bell last weekend because it only traveled two pit boxes. Cindric's wheel rolled almost the entire length of pit row. Joe Gibbs Racing and Toyota admitted this week that sponsorship is the reason for the holdup on signing Kyle Busch to an extension in the 18. While the search and negotiations are ongoing, other seats are being discussed. Hendrick Motorsports announced this week that Napa Auto Parts will continue their long relationship with Hendrick and 2020 Cup champion Chase Elliott. Napa did sign a multi-year deal to be the primary sponsor on the number 9. And the big story of the week, speculation about the Chicago Street Course race is officially over. NASCAR and the city of Chicago announced they'll race next year on a street course on July 2nd. The proposed track is 2 miles long and 12 turns that pass by the Field Museum, Grant Park, and cruise along Lakeshore Drive, Michigan Avenue, and the start-finish line is at Buckingham Fountain. You can check out the pictures, the proposed map, and make your reservations for tickets at NASCAR.com. The track is also available on iRacing if you want to try it out. The Chicago Street Course race will replace Road America on the 23 Cup Series schedule. All three series are back this weekend, racing the Tricky Triangle Pocono Raceway. They've run here since 1974. It was repaved in 2011. And what makes it tricky? The three distinctive turns and three different straightaways. It's a challenge for drivers and crew chiefs alike. The Camping World Trucks are up first. Ryan Preece and Todd Bodine will join the regulars in the CRC Brake Clean 150. Coverage begins at noon Saturday on Fox. The Xfinity teams are also racing Saturday. Cole Custer and Ricky Stenhouse will be the only Cup drivers joining the fun. The Xfinity Series Explore the Pocono Mountains 225 goes green at 5 p.m. on USA. The Cup teams roll on Sunday. Denny Hamlin leads here with 6 wins. Kyle Busch won last year and has 4 to his credit. Kurt Busch has 3. Martin Truex Jr. has 2. Alex Bowman, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Chris Buescher are also prior winners. Harvick tops the heap with 15 top 5s and 22 top 10s at Pocono. Denny Hamlin leads the driver ratings, followed by Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. Hendrick leads the team stats with 18 wins here, and Chevy tops Ford 33-24. Practice and qualifying is tomorrow at 2:30, and the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400 coverage begins at 2 p.m. Sunday, both on USA Network. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, July 22nd, brought to you by Mekoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirall tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.